the time of year that many in the Southwest celebrate the memories of loved ones now departed, the Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. This Sunday, the holiday will be celebrated with a very special concert at the Herberger Theater, featuring the internationally recognized Mariachi Champaña Nevin, with the students of Rosie's House and the Phoenix Boys Choir. I'm joined today by Dr. Jeff Nevin, trumpet virtuoso and founder of Mariachi Champaña. Thanks for joining me, Jeff.
Oh, thanks for having me here. It's my pleasure.
Where did your passion for mariachi music start? Is it part of your heritage?
You know, I get asked that question a lot. It isn't, actually. I grew up in Tucson, and Tucson is a very important mariachi city now. It's one of the places where mariachi education took hold in schools. But what precipitated it was that in the early 80s, around 1982 or so, they held one of the first mariachi conferences in the country. And this is when I was in high school. When I was in high school, I was already playing trumpet, just playing in the high school band. And somebody saw me with my trumpet and said, "Hey, do you want to come and play with us in this group?" And I had no idea that it was a mariachi. But when I got there, I felt like these were really nice folks and I enjoyed the music. So I wanted to keep playing with them. And then just a short while later, we went to that mariachi conference. And we were taught by the best mariachis in the world.
So let's fast forward a few years. Now you're a professor of music at Southwestern College in Chula Vista, California. You're the author of The Virtuoso Mariachi, and you're currently working on a mariachi curriculum method book. And of course, you're frequently performing with Mariachi Champaña Nevin. What sets apart Mariachi Champaña from other traditional mariachi ensembles?
Well, the main thing is, besides the fact that I've been a very traditional mariachi, but the way we present it is I really try and elevate the performance practice and to just present it in the most elegant and the most refined way as possible. And you could say present it in a classical manner.
There are a couple of very special aspects to this concert. First, this is a bit of a homecoming for you, as you're an Arizona native and a former Sun Devil. But also, I understand some of your own students are involved with this performance.
So last year, I was a visiting professor at Arizona State. I taught two classes at Arizona State. I taught the mariachi class on Monday night, and then one other lecture class that I taught. But the most important thing was I was able to bring three of my students out to Phoenix to major in music at Arizona State. Those three students are all teaching mariachi now at Rosie's House. And Rosie's House, as you probably know, is a nonprofit charity that raises money to provide free music lessons to students in Phoenix. And we were able to get a mariachi program started for them again last year. And my students now, who are music majors at Arizona State, are teaching that.
Will they be participating in the concert in some way or another?
And they would. They absolutely will. There's one other group that I neglected to mention, which is the Phoenix Boys Choir. The Phoenix Boys Choir is also on the concert. I don't want to give away the secret, but I think I will. The grand finale is that the mariachis from Rosie's House and the Phoenix Boys Choir and the dancers that we have will all come out on stage, and we'll perform about the last 15 minutes of the show is with everybody on stage together.
A sweet homecoming on several levels then.
Very much so. Yeah, thank you for saying it that way.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It sounds like it's going to be an incredible concert.